This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Of all of the shooting developments, joining me now, Catherine Herridge, Chief Intelligence Correspondent, Sebastian Gorka, and Jim Woolsey, a former CIA Director. Jim, your thoughts?
Well, two salient things, I think, are yet again the President did not pass up the opportunity to say that guns are the problem. And yet again, he passed up the opportunity even to allude to the fact that there might be some motivation from some branch of Islam or Islamist terrorism or jihadi thinking behind what was taking place, in spite of the fact that the killer was shouting Allahu Akbar. The facts don't seem to matter to this administration on this issue.
It's quite an indictment from James Woolsey. Jim, of course, National Security and Energy Specialist, former director of Central Intelligence Agency, who handled the CIA from February of 93 until January of 95. I don't know. I mean, Scott, how do you feel about it? I mean, is the government, particularly the president, whose job one is to protect its citizens, and provide, the government is to provide for our national defense, you know, what grade do you give them right now?
What grade do I give them?
I mean, as if that's even, considerable.
I mean, the same grade I give every part of the government, incomplete. They don't do anything well. Again, I agree with what he said. Every time something like this happens, everybody wants to politicize it. They want to take it and they want to push an agenda. How come, if something like this happens once a month, how come the other 30 days in the month they don't talk about it? Mm-hmm. That they're not pushing it?
Well, Scott, I keep saying that this is like Star Wars. You know, it's that shootout in the tavern. You know, people come in, they're playing music, everybody's dancing, partying, the whole deal. We get a shootout, people dead. You know, they clean them up, and 2 seconds later, start up the band again, and, let's go on business as usual.
Yeah.
As I was saying with Dan Perkins, it's like America's just shrugging over this deal.
I've spoke before about politicians and how I always feel like they're pandering. They just want my vote, whatever. They'll tell me whatever I need to hear in order for me to say I'll vote for them. They wait until this moment to bring up gun control. If it really meant any, Bernie will tell me every time he has an interview that he wants to provide free schooling. I assume that's something that he really wants to, provide for people. But it's only when something bad happens that they start talking about gun control. And you will not take guns away from bad guys.
Mm.
You may.
Well, that's the problem. You've taken guns away from the people who can defend themselves. You know, this is why I got to tell you, there's a movement across this country, about 11, 12 states now, that say, look at the Constitution says you have the right to bear arms. That's it. We don't need to add to it. We don't need to do some special consideration. Hey, you're welcome to do that. And if you go from one state to the next, not a problem. That's still a problem, though, where we have that story about the gal who had a concealed carry. She goes into, I believe it was New Jersey, and she was held. She was put in jail, I think, for some like 4 or 5 weeks or something, because she happened to cross the line, told the police officer when she got pulled over, hey, look, I have concealed carry. And they said, that's bad. That's not good here in New Jersey, because we don't, we don't allow this. And so she gets incarcerated. Well, we still haven't figured out what to do with that. And, you know, this is a tough deal. So you got to know if you've got a concealed carry, you got to know what states you're going in, what you need to do when you cross into those state lines right now until this gets squared away. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez, good to have you along with us at just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got with us Carl Gallups, my good friend, longtime senior pastor, best-selling author, former Florida law enforcement officer, 15-year-plus conservative talk radio host, also founder of P.P. Simmons, the world-famous YouTube ministry and biblical apologetics channel. His latest book, Be Thou Prepared, Equipping the Church for Persecution and Times of Trouble. Carl, first of all, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, and secondarily, your book couldn't have come at a better time for a time such as this.
Well, Bill, thank you. I appreciate. First of all, it's always an honor to be with you, and I love being on your show with your great audience. And yeah, thank you for that kind shout out. I hate it. It's one of those things that you're proud that you were able to put something out there that's useful, but you're sorry that you had to do it. You know, be thou prepared, equipping the church for persecution in times of trouble. Really, it's about equipping America, but mm-hmm. particularly Christians, because Christians are being targeted.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. So, yeah, these are some very prophetic times, some trying times, and in many ways, some very dangerous times that we're living in. But the book is balanced. It's not a hand-wringing book. It's not a date-setting book. I don't run around claiming the sky is falling. But we just look at, you know, what's really, really, really happening in the world and what the Word of God said about it and said the things that were going to happen. And how do we respond to that, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, in a balanced way. And how are we useful? I mean, we're here. This is our world. So what do we do? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if you count on the government, if you're looking for the government to protect you, you are in trouble. This government of everything is proven time and time again they're ill-equipped. Carl, you're a former law enforcement officer there in Florida. You saw what happened in Orlando. I felt for these people. For 3 hours, they are being held hostage by a radical Muslim whose intent is to absolutely decimate and eradicate every bit of humanity in the Pulse facility. And it seemed to me that he had enough ammunition in which to do it, and he had the ability to do it. He had already executed some of that intent. And, you know, and we've got law enforcement sitting outside the perimeter for 3 hours.
Yeah.
This is what our modern day government is giving us, this politically sensitive, overly sensitive mentality that leaves everybody at risk.
Yeah, no, it does, Bill. Well said. And, you know, some of the things that were going through my mind, you know, first of all, you know, the cops are outside for 3 hours. That's why people ask me, you know, well, Carl, aren't you concealed weapon? Don't you carry a concealed weapon? Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I was a cop for years. I'm very used to it. Having a concealed weapon on me is like putting a wallet in your pocket or a watch on your wristband, you know, on your wrist.
Right.
No big deal. I know that's not for everybody, but Florida is a concealed carry state. So,
right.
you know, people say, why do you carry a gun? I say, because a cop is too heavy to carry. You know, I mean, you know, because they're not. You can't depend on the government or cops for your personal protection. The Supreme Court's already ruled that police officers are not criminally or civilly responsible for protecting Bill Martinez or Carl Gallops. They are not our personal protection agency. They are the ones that investigate crimes. They try to do crime prevention, and then they clean up the mess after a crime's been committed. They're not supposed to. They have no legal or criminal responsibility at all, no legal responsibility or civil, to protect the person of Carl Gallops. So, So the other thing I thought of when I saw that 3 hours and all the mayhem and massacre and the heartbreak and the murder, gosh, did anybody have a concealed weapon? Apparently not.
Exactly.
And I don't know if it was a gun-free zone. I mean, Florida's not a gun-free zone state, but there are areas that, you know, sometimes a business or a nightclub or something will put up a sign, no guns allowed.
And, right.
You know,
in that facility, I understand, Carl, they pat people down as they came in.
Well,
and what happens at the end of the night, he came in at 2 o'clock in the morning right about, the final minutes of the... the last call had already gone out and that sort of thing. So he comes through the door. Well, they're not, at that point, their vigilance is down. They're, you know, just letting people figure, okay, they're going to finish up their last drink, get out the door. And so he waltzes in with, body armor and an automatic assault weapon.
Yeah. Well, and I think he had some explosives on him, too. And the thing, I don't know how it went down. I don't know. I mean, nothing would have stopped him. I mean, pat down? No, I mean, he's armed. He's ready. He would have barged through. He would have started shooting at the door if he had to. I mean, he was determined. This was a direct assault. And so, but listen, I mean, as grim as this sounds, this is the kind of thing that you and I have been warning America about for years. And this, as grim as this sounds, I'm not trying to be over-sensational. It's just the facts, and we've got to get out of our politically correct stupor and understand that it's going to get worse if we don't buckle down and do some due diligence and use our heads and start vetting people that have direct ties. I mean, known direct ties. This guy's been under FBI investigation 3 times, and then he was issued a concealed weapon permit and a security officer's license. I mean,
exactly.
They didn't want to offend him because he was Muslim. I mean, this politically correct stuff has got to stop.
Right.
It's killing us.
Well, and one of his fellow colleagues there in West Palm Beach was a police officer, and he says this guy he's unhinged. I mean, he's calling me all the time, sending me texts. He's the language he's using. I mean, to the point that what does this police officer do? He just he tells his. He tells his employers, hey, look, we got a problem here in River City, and they ignored it, and so he just says, I'm out of here. So he vindicates himself, he extricates himself, and he goes on, this radicalized Muslim goes on his merry way to the point of, what happened the other night.
Yeah. Well, his ex-wife said that he was unhinged, and she had told people, here's his partner, his friend, a police officer, he's telling the officials this guy's unhinged, they ignore him, he goes on his merry way. Why? Because he's Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm a Baptist. I'm a conservative Christian patriot Baptist. I'm on the radio, thanks to you on your show and others, and I've got my own show, so I'm on the radio 5-6 times a week. So what if I was on the radio going unhinged like this guy was? Do you think they would say, well, we don't want to hurt his feelings because he's a Baptist? I doubt it. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I'd have guys in black suits and black helicopters hovering over my house the very next day if I were saying these things and doing these things. If I was under FBI investigation 3 different times, do you think they would let me have a concealed weapons permit and let me be a security officer? No. And this is my point. I don't hate Muslims. I don't. Let's live in America. Let's all get along. Let's be good citizens. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Life is so short. We're only here 70 or 80 years. Let's do our best to raise our children and our grandchildren, give them some freedom and some joy in life, some usefulness. But so having said that, I will say this. political correctness is going to destroy us.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Carl. And here it is. They need to rethink what they're doing here because, as you say, on three different occasions, they had their eyes on this guy, just like the Sarnaev brothers. But it ran its course. The FBI had to let him go. And obviously, with what's happening, you know, currently and contemporarily, we need to rethink and reconsider the laws of investigation here. I think in this particular case, this is what it's pointing out. Carl Gallups.
June is Men's Health Month, and while men may consider their weight and cholesterol this month, most men aren't aware of the attention they should also give to their bones. Osteoporosis is a lifelong disease that weakens bones over time. This makes bones more likely to break and could even lead to loss of height. Although people often associate osteoporosis with women, this disease also poses a significant health risk to millions of American men. In fact, one out of every four men over the age of 50 will experience a broken bone due to osteoporosis in their lives, greater than their likelihood of developing prostate cancer. A broken bone from osteoporosis can have a serious impact, making it difficult to get around and do things on your own. What's more, osteoporosis may not be seen or felt and can therefore go undetected until a bone breaks. It's important to understand your risk for osteoporosis and ways to manage the disease. Don't wait. Be proactive and start this conversation with your doctor today. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Can you tell me? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me?
How far is heaven?
I just gotta know how.
how far?
How far is it?
Yeah, I just gotta know how far.
I got to tell you, Carl Gallups, you know, as we are witnesses to the unhinging of our society and our country and our leadership, I guess that's the good question here is, Lord, how far is heaven, huh?
Yeah. I'm telling you. Well, you know, listen, one of the points, I've got a brand new book coming out this fall, and it's called When the Lion Roars, and it's just about the prophetic times in which we're living and how, man, the Word of God is just lining up with the headline news every day, step by step. And I mean, just distinctly, undeniably, irrefutably.
Yes.
And one of the points I'm making there is, look, we're either really, really close to the rapture of the church, or if you don't believe the rapture is going to happen before the time of, you know, the actual rule of the Antichrist, I mean, oh, we're in for some tough times very soon. I mean, this
well,
is
no
why
question.
I wrote my last book. You know, be prepared. Church, get your mind equipped. Get your heart equipped. Get your head out of the sand.
Exactly.
Look, the world is coming unhinged around us, and the church had better wake up.
Well, Carl, you know, Dr. Billy Graham has been very reticent, very measured in talking about these issues. But when you have Dr. Graham himself saying, I believe we're in the last of the last days, I mean, it's pretty profound.
Yes, in fact, I've got him quoted. Yeah, I've got him, his son, and his daughter quoted in my next book coming up, saying those things. I mean, in national and international venues, they're unashamed to say it, that we're living in very prophetic times.
No question at all. Well, Carl, I did want to talk to you about a couple things. You've got an article, a column on WND that has just absolutely lit up everything regarding Target. Yeah. And managers and their lack of responsibility, and they need to be called out for it, and I'm glad you did. And it definitely is resonating. But I also want to talk about the Muhammad Ali funeral.
Yeah.
Because my thought was, as I was watching it, you know, I had this idea that it kind of reminded me of Paul when he goes to talk to the rulers of the city where all these gods were, you know, being represented there. And he says, gosh, here you guys, you know, you guys are obviously spiritual people. I mean, you're searching for God, and you've even got the God. You got a monument even to the unknown God, in case you didn't have it all covered with all the other gods. You know, we even have, you know, this kind of King's X God. And I couldn't help but wonder the same thing as we watched the Muhammad Ali, because the charm of Muhammad Ali and his celebrity was so strong. And by the same token, And I had a chance to meet him, as you did, under different circumstances, but we somehow came together, you know, within his orbit, and saw this man and understood that there was something special about him, and one thing that I noted about him was that he was searching for God. He thought he found it in the religion of Islam. But what I'm concerned about, what was presented at his funeral, could have given people the wrong impression about the truth of our faith and the truth of God.
Yeah.
And I grieve because I felt like God was being misrepresented.
Yeah.
Maybe unintentionally, I think in the best way that a human being could try to understand and impose their understanding of who God is. But there are certain non-negotiables, I believe, when it comes to God. And that's the thing that I have grown to appreciate the more I get to understand and know who God is.
Yeah. No, listen, you're absolutely right. The Muhammad Ali funeral, first of all, yes, I knew him personally, spent an hour and a half with him, an hour in his motel room, just the two of us. I was a deputy sheriff. And was assigned to be his personal bodyguard and escort, picking him up at the airport, taking him to his room, securing the premises. He was scheduled to be a speaker at Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida. This is back in the late 70s, early 80s. And so I spent some personal time with him. I mean, and just such a magnetic, likable fella. And back in those days, You know, I'm an old man now, but you see there's some remnants of some bodybuilding, weightlifting even on me now. I'm a big dude, you know, and but back in those days, I was ginormous. I was bench pressing over 500 pounds, and I was a young man in my late 20s, and you know, and just huge, as a matter of fact. And so I was much bigger than him. And when he saw me, he commented on it. He says, "My gosh." And so when we were up in the room, he grabbed hold of my arm, and he said, "How do you get your arms that big?" And so he wanted to know all about my workout routine, because he had just discovered weightlifting and bodybuilding as a part of boxing, and he had just started. So we sat there for an hour and talked about weightlifting and bodybuilding and how to do this and how to do that. And he was so humble. He was so nice, like a child sitting there talking to me. It was amazing. And and I asked him on the way out. I said, "Look, I hate to be a nerd about this, but could I get your autograph?" He said, "Sure." He said, "I was hoping you'd ask." So yeah. I took out a check out of my wallet. It was the only piece of paper we could find in the room. And he wrote his name on the back of a blank check. And that check was displayed in my home. My home was burglarized and somebody stole it. But anyway, that's my but his funeral was a hodgepodge of new age, politically correct, political activism, and it broke my heart. Here's the bottom line. You and I know this. Look, Jesus himself claimed, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one," that word "no one's" big, "no one comes to the Father but by me." Acts chapter 4, verse 12 declares, "There's no other name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved. Salvation is found in no one else." Now, here's the bottom line. Some listeners may say, "Well, I don't believe that." Okay, I get that. But the choice is, it's either Jesus or, according to the Word of God, separation from God forever. The Bible calls it hell. It's either Jesus or separation from your Creator, because you refuse to choose God's offer of salvation. Now, people say, "Yeah, but, you know, that's just closed-minded. That's narrow-minded." Yeah, but don't forget this. The reason it's so narrow-minded is because Jesus is the only one that went to a cross. He's the only one that rose from a tomb. He's the only one that fulfilled dozens of prophecies that were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old. He's the only one for whom the calendars of the world are marked to mark his event. 2016 is marking 2016 years ago. There was a man named Jesus who rose from the grave. So the bottom line is, that's where my faith is. When some other religious figure comes out of a grave alive after offering himself as a sacrifice according to dozens of prophecies that are hundreds of years old, I'll listen to what he has to say. But until then, Jesus is Lord and Savior. And if Jesus was right, if he wasn't lying to us, then Muhammad Ali is not in the presence of God today, regardless of all the flowery things that were said over him.
Well, and the thing that stopped me, and just one final point on this, Carl, was when he talked about working his way to heaven.
Yep.
This is not what God, this is not what Jesus is all about.
Nope.
Jesus did everything. But if you're not going to rest your soul and your mind in the fact that he did it all for us, you know, then we're left wide open, and no matter how hard you try, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Carl, real quick, because we didn't get a, you know, obviously, we ran out of time as usual, because that's what we do. But your article on arresting target managers in transgender fight, point everybody where they can go and pick up on this.
Yeah, go to carlgallops.com, carlgallops.com, look at the sliders going across, and the first one, click on the link, and it'll take you right to the article.
And summarize the point real quick, about 15 seconds.
The point is, it's not just target managers, but school officials under Obama's illegal and criminal edict. It is criminal and illegal for a man to go into a shower, expose himself, and shower with little girls, although Obama says that he wants everybody across American public schools to have that freedom. It is illegal, it's criminal, and where are the nation's law enforcement officers? It is going crazy, it's going viral, people are screaming about it, they love it. It is so common sense and so true.
This Amen. Report is brought to you by NBC Universal Telemundo Enterprises. Education, health, and finances are very important topics for the U.S. Hispanic community, which continues to be underrepresented in key areas, such as science and technology education. Hispanics also have increased incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and are more likely to be unbanked than non-Hispanics. Through El Poder NT, Telemundo aims to empower viewers to take action in the areas of education, health, and finances. The campaign will provide information and resources on the most critical issues affecting Hispanics today, and inspire viewers to live a better life by unleashing the power within. With the help of various talent, including Telemundo, NBC News, and MSNBC anchor and host Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo is spreading the message to their millions of viewers.
You don't have to be a superhero to make great things happen. The power is within you to reach all your goals. Visit elpoderenti.com for resources on education, health, and finances. Find the tools you need to improve your life. Follow the conversations on social media by using the hashtag elpoderenti.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Sometimes that's all you need, just a little bit of grace, huh? A little looseness here to loosen up some of the morning stiffness. Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest says there is a growing awareness that many of us can no longer afford health insurance or care, and that we're one accident or serious injury away from personal and financial disaster. Dr. John Guymon is with us. Dr. Guymon, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you, Bill.
Well, congratulations on the book, The Human Face of Obamacare, Promises versus Reality and What Comes Next. I'll tell you, this, you know, as Nancy Pelosi said, hey, we had to pass the bill to find out what's in it. And it just seems that with every passing of time, another layer of exposure of this bill, you know, unfolds on us. And it's just at times overwhelming, especially if you're relying on health care the way we grew up with it.
This is right. The bill was intended to make health care more affordable and to expand access. It's done some good things, like it has expanded access to we used to have 50 million uninsured in 2010 when it was passed. Now the number is about 29 or 30 uninsured. So 20 plus million have gained coverage, especially through expansion of Medicaid. But 20 states refuse to expand Medicaid, so people there are still in big trouble. But the biggest problem is it's been really a bonanza for the private insurers and the drug companies that can charge, and expanding hospital systems who can charge pretty much what the traffic will bear, be it drugs or charges of emergency rooms or hospital facilities. And there aren't any price controls or financial incentives that really work to bring down prices. So bottom line, we all pay more than we ever did. There's no end in sight with that. And the insurers are raising their rates more and more. They're giving us less coverage. We have no cost control on the horizon. So basically, we have three alternatives before us. And the last three chapters of the book you mentioned, mm-hmm. I have downloaded on my website. And I'll give you that website in a minute. But we really have to revise how we finance health care. And we've got three choices which show up in the election campaigns right now and have been on the table but without resolution for some years. They are basically continue with the Affordable Care Act, now 6 years old, and tweak it here and there. Mm-hmm. But that's fundamentally flawed, as I show in my book. The other is to repeal and replace it with a Republican plan, which the Republicans have talked some about what their plan is, but it's not fully out yet. But I'm sure it will be along the same lines of what we've had for many years, namely consumers pay more, get more responsible for your own health care, use a health savings account, sell insurance across state lines, which the insurers game, I can come back to that, but various things that will just cost people more too, and let the markets work. Well, the markets in healthcare do not compete, and we find that expanding hospital systems, they just charge what traffic can bear, and we all know what drug companies do with the prices of drugs. And so then the third alternative is to establish a single-payer national health insurance program similar to what Medicare was in 1965 when we introduced it for everyone over 65, and which that would tie to a private delivery system, but a more accountable one. And I can go into how that would work too. The last three chapters of my book go into all three alternatives in mm-hmm. some depth and are downloaded on my website, which is johnguymanmd.org.
John Guyman, MD.org. And that's Guyman, just so you understand, ladies and gentlemen, the spelling of Dr. Guyman's last name, GEYMAN. So johnguymanmd.org.
Right.
Okay, that's a great resource. Well, you know, when you say that, you really understand. You know, I guess what I am contorted over here, Dr. Guyman, is why the government wanted to enter into this. And it was like we were we created a problem. You know, and you say you're the first one to give me any kind of numbers, because I've been asking on that number of uninsured. Originally, I think we were told 30 million people were uninsured. You're saying it was 50.
Yeah.
And now roughly half of that, maybe a little more than half, has been covered. Still others are not covered by that.
But they're not too well covered here. When you really look at it, and my book goes through 12 different ways in which our coverage isn't there. They can be, quote, insured, end quote, under the new plan. But in a lot of ways, I give patient stories that are not just anecdotes. They're very common illustrations of what happens. Like, okay, I got insured, but it doesn't cover lots of things.
Right.
Or
covers the wrong things.
I have an insurance policy, but it was canceled. Or I can't afford the premiums. They've gone out of sight. Or I have an insurance policy, a high deductible that's $5,000, won't cover anything until I pay $5,000, et cetera. So,
what was done with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, was it became a function of redistribution more than a function of delivering health care. And maybe that sounds a bit cynical from my perspective. I mean, you're the doctor. But it just seems that we really didn't accomplish, but end up confusing people more than anything else. And we've kind of, kind of turned the world upside down here when it comes to health care in the United States.
Well, it's a complicated story. Nothing simple about it, and which I go into in my book, but health care does not, the markets in health care don't work like markets in other areas. For other products. And actually, the more you consolidate, and that's what's been happening, acquisitions and mergers of drug companies, of hospital systems, et cetera, the bigger they get, the more latitude they have to charge what the traffic will bear. Mm. And we, the patients, are left outside that. I can tell you that national health insurance will save us something like $592 billion a year, and that 95% of Americans, including employers, will pay less for insurance and full health care than they do now. And with national health insurance, we won't have co-pays or payments at the point of service. This will all be because we have a big risk pool and we share risk across 320 million Americans.
So you say you believe the future is really in single payer?
It has to be. We're imploding the way it is. The ACA will not work. Any repeal or replacement plan will not work.
Well, Dr. Guymon, we're out of time here, and
right.
We need to have you back to spend more time on this particular topic. Author of the book, The Human Face of Obamacare, Dr. John Guymon, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, doctor.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we can have a good time. Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And especially now, because all you got to do when you drop me an email is say, hey, Martinez, make sure I'm in the running for that Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray that you're giving away. And include your address, and we'll put you in the hopper. And good luck. And, hopefully you will be the recipient very soon of that Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray with our compliments. It just so happened that things worked out that Dr. John Guymon was able to be able to give us a couple more minutes here to talk about, Obamacare and, these options that we're looking at. As he says, we got three options, basically, as he notes in his book, which you can go to his website at John Guymon, that's GEYMANMD.org. And the last three chapters are downloaded there on his website for you to read and get some understanding in terms of these three options as he sees it. Number one, continue the Affordable Care Act as it is right now. We've got co-ops that are, going bankrupt, not participating. Whether or not it's sustainable, it seems that it's dubious at best. Republicans have said, hey, we need to repeal and replace. And I agree with Dr. Guymon. I said, for all this time, tell me what it is that we're, we don't like it, but and you say you want to replace it, but with what? That still needs to be defined. And the third thing is just look at, we bite the bullet and go to single payer, which, people have said from day one is what the president's intent was that we'd go to a single payer program. But I think, if we were to go that way, Dr. Guymon, I would hope that there would be bipartisan agreement on what single payer would look like. the problem with the ACA, as we understand it, you know, was rather unilateral. It was all a one-sided deal. There was a lot of backroom deals made on this thing that really prejudiced and I think compromised the future success of the Affordable Care Act. I think one of those things you could say, good observation, wrong conclusion in how it was implemented. What say you?
Well, number one, health care should not be a partisan issue. Unfortunately, it is. But all of us are vulnerable all our lives to accident or serious illness. And what we need is insurance that uses a big risk pool, namely the whole population, if we're smart. That's what other countries around the world do. Western Europe, Scandinavia, Canada, New Zealand, Taiwan, Australia, Japan. I mean, this has been well known for years. Instead, we have 1,300 private insurers, mostly for profit, mostly trying to select out healthier people and avoid sicker people so they can make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Affordable Care Act, yeah, it was politically so compromised from the beginning, namely the Obama administration and the architects of it, many of whom came from the industries that are the problem, the insurance industry and the drug industry. They were asked, how would this work best for you? And so what we got was not a public system. We got a subsidized private system, which is extremely complicated. The insurance overhead of private insurers averages 18 to 20%. Much of Medicare has been privatized, Medicaid is being privatized, and privatized just means more expensive, less efficient, more profit taking, and less coverage for people. So what we need is a not-for-profit, simple administration of insurance coupled with a private delivery system. Now, how that would work, we've had a bill in Congress and the House for some years, H.R. 676, which is Improved Medicare for All, which would operate with an overhead of a couple percent, maybe 3%, versus 18 to 20, and it would ensure universal coverage to full health care, including dental care, but there would be cost controls. The government would negotiate prices of drugs for the whole population, like the VA has done for years and years. The VA gets drugs down to 58% of what we pay, because they negotiate with drug companies for all the millions of VA people, patients. So there's no secret on how this would work. It's all in my book.
What happens in a lot, you know, as I'm hearing you, this assumes that the government is efficient in being able to administrate these services. And this has been the doubt that most Americans have, is that the government has not been very good at administrating. They're good at creating bureaucracies, and it's like we're exchanging one form of bureaucracy, whether it's driven by pharma and other entities, as opposed to the right people that should be doing it, and or we turn it over to the government, and they create this bureaucracy that Ronald Reagan talks about that is the closest thing to eternal life, this side of heaven.
Well, you've got to be careful of ideology. You've got to look at experience. The track record of Medicare as a single-payer program, I'm saying non-privatized Medicare, mm-hmm. which is 50 years old, it operates with an overhead of 2 or 3%. We know that. We also know that the overhead of the private insurance industry is 18 to 20%. It's much less efficient, and it's not competitive. It mainly competes on which patients we can deny services to.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, You got to get away from ideology and just look at experience and evidence, which is what
I'm all for that. And you know, we've got problems with the VA. So, you know, when you look at and I don't mean to sound cynical. I'm just I got to tell you, Dr. Guymon. I mean, I'm like you. I'm in a sense that I'm saying, is there a better way in which to do this? Do we have the facility? Do we have call it ideology, call it whatever you want to call it. Is there going to be enough regard to deliver, first class 21st century health care, to the citizens of this country? And I agree. I believe the wherewithal is there that we can do this. We can make this happen. But you got to get these doggone politicians out of this mess.
That's right. That's right. And people have to, our population, more and more grassroots people have to understand that this system is not working and it's not going to work and it's just going to get worse and worse in terms of prices and affordability. And so it's a political problem and an education problem. But it is inevitable. I've had previous books too showing how the private insurance industry just is not, it's not sustainable as is. Mm-hmm. And you see right now, premiums for 2017 are going up all over the country. And insurers cover less and less, and they require higher and higher deductibles. And just passing it on to patients who can't afford it. I can tell you now that if you're a family of four with an employer-sponsored insurance policy, you're paying right now $25,000 a year for insurance and care.
Mm-hmm.
The median income in the U.S. is $53,000. So
right. That's
such a misfit.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, though, Dr. Guymon, at the end of the day, how do we get to this position to where we get the politicians out of this deal? I mean, who runs it? I mean, are we going to...
Well, who runs it is money in politics. Citizens United is a problem. Too much money on both sides of the aisle. Huge amounts of money being paid by the corporate stakeholders in the present system, which is the insurance industry, the drug industry, the medical device industry, the hospital industry, et cetera, et cetera. And they want to continue these markets just like they are.
Of course.
And they buy off the politicians on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do we take control of our own medical system if we don't do it through free markets? Is there some sort of benign agency outside of our government that can control this?
No, there isn't. That's the experience we've learned. The quote free market in U.S. healthcare has given us what we've got.
But again, my question is, how do we get to where you're talking about in terms of the third option of a single payer that we're not, that we're really able to achieve the goal of providing world-class health care that we should be able to provide here in America?
Well, we have to do it through the political process. We have to enact a national health care insurance bill tied to a private delivery system. It's H.R. 676.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done. It should be done. But we need to become more enlightened, and we need a more democratic process that will offset all the huge amounts of monies.
We'll keep the conversation going. Dr. John Guymon, make sure you go to his website, John Guymon, GEYMANMD.org, for more information.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.